Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, obviously, you know, going into year seven now, I'm really comfortable with everything that we've got going here. And so now with some of the new guys and the guys that we're going to have playing for us this year, it's just making sure everybody's up to speed on what we're doing. And so just constant communication is big. Just making sure they're knowing exactly how I want it to be and exactly how we're asking them to do it. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm in a good position now, and guys are willing to learn, and it's we feel like we've gotten better this offseason. For sure. I think, you know, that's one thing that's been great about the guys that we have is everybody's wanting to learn. Everybody's, you know, trying to be the best they can be, and it's all you can ask of them right now. I mean, that's what this time of the year is for. And so got to keep improving, keep getting these guys to not have to think as much and play fast.
What do you feel were the biggest shortcomings last year, the biggest things that need to be addressed and worked on for this year?
I think the biggest like jump that we're going to make is some of these younger guys that were playing last year, just having that year of experience. I think, you know, if you look just in the receiver position group, you know, someone like Cody Core, Alex Erickson, Tyler Boyd, those guys aren't thinking about what the play is and exactly what they're doing. They're knowing, okay, this is how I run this route on different coverages and different things like that. So I think that's an area that we've taken a big jump, and just the, you know, trust with me and them, and the time that we've spent out there doing it, I think it's made us better.
Has there been, you know, continuity, not just with them, but, you know, Dan Pizzi back again, is there more of a sense of continuity right now as compared to this time last year where there was maybe a few more pieces that were new?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, because we've got the core of our guys back, and we added a couple guys that are going to help us. And so, yeah, I think just, again, it's another year of experience for everybody. And like I said, last year was there was a lot of the stuff that was new, obviously with Zamp taking over as the coordinator, and then a couple new receivers that were going to be out there. And so, I mean, we don't have that this year. It's, you know, guys understand what we're trying to do.
Was last year the first losing season you've ever experienced at any level of competition?
Yes, it was.
First one?
Yeah.
You said you'd never lost more than two in a row in any sport you'd ever played in, right?
It's about right. Yeah.
So what was that like? I mean, reflecting on that it was the first time you've ever experienced a sub-500 season or whatever. What was the worst season you ever had before that?
Man, I don't know, but...
Nine to seven.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was that. I guess if we're talking football, I guess my freshman year, I think we were 8-6 or something like that, and that's probably too many games that we played. I don't know, but we hadn't come close to either having 500 or a losing season. So, I mean, it's different. There's stuff that you can take from the year last year, and things that you can go back and look at and see where you know, what we could have done different. And, you know, I think that's what this whole off season was for, is to see, okay, this is what we did well. This is what we didn't do good. We need to keep doing and keep getting better at the things that we're doing well and really improve on the things that we didn't do well. And I think this off season has been really good for us.
I think that's the biggest thing you bring to a team as a quarterback, that you're a winner. I mean, you've won every level you played at, from, you know, youth all the way on.
I think that's the most important stat at the end of the day. And so now it's just got to keep getting – for us, we got to get back to what we were doing and then win when it matters.
Coming off the losing season, has this offseason felt different for that way, or have you been surprised at how similar maybe it feels to when you come off, you know, a 12-4 or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, it's like – you know, the off-season time, to regardless of what kind of season you have, you want to get better. And so it's looking at the little details, the little things that hurt us last year, and trying to correct those things and find with the different phases that we can improve upon, whether it be, you know, we struggled in the red zone last year. What can we do different that can kind of increase our chances down there, or make our production better? And so I think there's different things that you can look at where areas that we struggle, that, okay, we really have to make a big jump here.
Players talk about the importance of having leadership in the locker room, and you've been a leader for years. You had guys like, you know, Witt and others who were leaders. Some of those guys are gone this year. Does that put an onus more on you? Do you feel an onus to be more of a leader, or has it not worked that way?
Well, I mean, I feel like even with those guys leaving, I still feel like I was you know already in the position and already the leader of the team. And it may require a little more of me, but I think it's other guys, too, kind of stepping up in those positions. I felt like I was already, you know, kind of established in that position, and I've got to keep trying to find ways to get the most out of everybody. But I think it gives a position for other guys to kind of step up in some of these roles.
Do veterans kind of go to those guys and say, hey, here's a chance for you to step up?
Yeah, I think guys talk about it, and I think, you know, it kind of happens naturally, too, you know, while you're out there. And so, I think just as we start and get into training camp and we start actually playing games in the competition, I think we'll see it more and more.
Yeah, you don't get ordained for those kind of things. It kind of evolves, right? I mean, it just kind of – some guys have a natural affinity for it. It kind of falls that way. I mean, the position that you obviously play requires a tremendous amount of leadership. Anyway, do you ever think about, like, not overdoing it, not underdoing it? Do you just say, I'm just going to be me?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's personality is different. And at the end of the day, you want to be yourself, because I think people can see when you're not. And so, but obviously, if you talk about leadership, you know, being the quarterback and in a leadership position as a rookie, I was thrown in, you know, you start as a rookie, you're obviously in a leadership position, but you haven't done anything yet. And so now once you're at the point where I'm at in my career, it's easier to say things, especially with younger guys. I mean, it's easier for them to listen because I've got the experience of doing it.
When you were a rookie, was that odd? You know, you're leading the team technically, but did you feel like at the time you couldn't speak up to all these veterans that have been around?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously different because you get in a huddle and there's guys that are 10 years older than you and different things. And so it's just a different time. And so it may not have been, I'm obviously was not the same kind of leader I am now that I was then. And so, but I feel like I did all right that first year.
All the experiences you have now going into year 7, knowing what the league's about, knowing how hard the league is, you ever look back and say, son of a gun, man, that was pretty, I mean, I'm proud of what I did my rookie year. That's, because, I mean, that's a hell of a thing you did. Do you ever look back on it and say, man, it even went better than I even anticipated or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the expectations that everybody kind of put on us that first year, nobody really was expecting us to win any games. And so to be able to go 9-7 and make it to the playoffs was, you know, obviously overachieving for a lot of standpoints, but we didn't know anything different when we got here. And so that's the expectation. And, our goal now is to get back to playing at a high level and be playing well in January.
In 7 years, as you evolved as a player and a person, talk about Andy Dalton in the hole and how rewarding and fulfilling it is to do the things off the field as well as what you do on the field.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things that I don't take for granted is being able to play the game of football, being in the NFL has given me an opportunity to help a lot of people that not a lot of people can say they're in that same position. So I mean, even with our event the other night, to be able to raise $250,000, I mean, there's not very many people in the city that can do something like that. And I feel like the game of football has given me that platform to help others. And we're trying to help as many people as we can. I think that's one thing that I'm not taking this the position I'm in for granted.
So the leadership dynamic, not just football. It's not just football field. It's community. It's bigger community. It's everything, isn't it?
For sure. I feel like it's, you know, how you live your life. And, we're on this earth to help people and to serve others. And, for me and my wife and my family, we're trying to do everything we can to use what we've been given to help others.
$250,000, does that just still blow you away a little bit that you're able to do that in an event?
Right. I mean, so the fact that we're able to do that in one night is pretty special. And I mean, we're still trying to find ways to make it even bigger than that, because there's so much so much of a need in this community. There's need everywhere, but we feel passionate about this community, and so I mean, we're trying to get as much money as we can and help as many people as we can.
All your experiences, football and what you're doing with your foundation, everything else, What do you know about Cincinnati now that you didn't know about Cincinnati 7 years ago?
There's a lot of people that care, and a lot of people that I feel like Cincinnati is very, if you're from Cincinnati, if you're like you grew up in Cincinnati, you stay in Cincinnati, and it's very loyal city. And so I think that's been one thing that's been really cool, is to see the support that we've got, not only from a football standpoint, but off the field as well, with the foundation and just being in the community. And so there's a lot of good people here.
You were a rookie. Do you remember the best advice anyone ever gave you?
I feel like things happen so fast at that point, especially with the lockout and just coming in right into training camp. I think just trust yourself is the big thing. If you look back on it, there's a lot that's going to be thrown at you, and there's a lot of stuff that's going to be new. But if you just kind of trust in your preparation, trust that that you know what you're going to do out there, and just play fast. The last thing you want to do is be thinking too much.
Have the same coaches, college same coaches, here with the Bengals same coach, that continuity and consistency, has that been big at all levels in the development of your career, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, shoot, when I was in high school, in junior high, I was running the same plays I was going to be running in high school. So I think that's just Texas football for you, high school football for you. But I think the continuity is huge. You see some of these guys that come into the career and they've got, say you're at my point in 7 years and they've had three or four different head coaches. They've had a new offensive coordinator every single year. And so that can make it tough on a career for guys. I feel very, blessed that I haven't had that. Yeah, we've had some change in coordinators, but it's always been a hire from within. It's kind of, kept things similar. And so I think that it's a big part of what we've been able to do.